And it's been a big results week for tech companies, with an interesting insight as well into the market's view of the AI boom or bubble. Take your pick. Meta's AI spending spooked investors, but Microsoft and Alphabet posted solid results. And for her take, we're joined by technology journalist Elaine Burke, who's also host of the For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, we've been hearing a lot about the AI boom. Some people see it as an AI bubble. So the results give us an indication, don't they, as to what's happening with those companies as far as the markets are concerned. What's the picture?
Yeah, so I suppose there's two things that we get from these results this week. They paint the picture of how these companies have been doing most recently in terms of those sales in AI, up to, say, mostly reporting for up to the September period. And then also then the market reaction and what that response is. And it does seem to be a bit of a mixed bag, because I think that the real talk of an AI bubble has amplified in the last few weeks. So probably isn't going to have the biggest impact now. And maybe the next earnings call will tell us more in terms of that response. But we did see, in the case of Meta in particular, a huge slump in their share price after their reporting. And that reporting included a forecast of increased expenditure on things like data centers, which are required for the infrastructure to support what they want to see in terms of AI development. They're talking about expenditure just this year being between 70 and 72 billion, and then even higher for the full year next year. And then the response to the market, so that was not strong. They saw one of their largest slumps on record for their share price, took billions off of their market capitalization. But then on the other side, you see Microsoft also committing to doubling its data center footprint, and they saw a little less of a share price drop. And then Alphabet on the other side talking about they've seen some good responses to their Gemini products, their AI products. They think that they're chasing ChatGPT's monthly user base of 800 million. With Gemini, they've reached 650 million now, and they're generating billions, they say, in quarterly revenues on this product. And they actually saw their share price go up after their report. So definitely a mixed bag, I think, is what we're seeing so far.
So there's still no definitive data to tell us either way whether we're on the dawn of a brave new era, or whether, you know, there's an almighty economic crash coming down the tracks.
I suppose, like, the things that really spark fear there would be there was an MIT study earlier this year that looked at 300 AI projects and found that only about 5% of them were delivering measurable gains for the companies involved, that a lot of these projects stall at pilot stage due to weak integration, and then they fail to scale. And the thing about that is, I think from what I'm hearing from people on the ground, we are still in that experimental phase in terms of standing up these AI projects. So people are still finding out whether they can deliver for their business. And a lot of investment that's gone into them could pull back if that's proven to be underwhelming results. And even some of the head people in AI are actually talking about an investment frenzy and warning about expectations there. And that includes the CEO of OpenAI, Sam Altman, Jeff Bezos, Goldman Sachs CEO, David Solomon, and another co-founder of OpenAI, who's not involved with the company anymore, Andrej Kaparthy, who actually coined this term vibe coding, which is quite popular in the industry now, talking about being able to, you know, put in text prompts to something and generate code, speculating on the elimination of coding and engineers and things like that. But he has now said the models are not there to deliver on these prospects that have been touted for them, about them being able to replace entire workforces. And he said that what we have right now is mostly slop. So even the people who should be more bullish on AI are starting to pull back on their forecasts for the industry, which I think definitely should raise a cause for concern.
Are you a bull or a bear on AI?
Oh, I'm fully a bear. Like, another issue with this is that a lot of the companies that we're talking about that are looking like they're profitable in AI, they're all kind of sharing the same money between them and boosting their own status through that. So AI investment is estimated to have added about $6 trillion to the market capitalization of these big companies, but it's very insular. Someone described it once as six companies in a trench coat passing the same $1 billion between them. And if you look at a company like Nvidia, which this week reached a $5 trillion valuation, which is just an unconscionable amount of money, they are really a key pillar propping all of this up, because they sell the hardware that's involved in standing up AI operations, and the data centers that are being built will require NVIDIA to provide chips for them. But in some cases, with companies that are involved with the AI business, NVIDIA can be a supplier, a customer, and an investor in that company. So it's a very, very insular network of companies, and a lot of it hinges on NVIDIA in a lot of ways.
All right. Well, we'll keep watching that space. Thank you for explaining all of that to us, technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast, Elaine Burke.